Om Shanti. Today's topic is mind your own business. We all are aware of this, mind your own business. It's an old English saying. Its exact meaning is to respect one's privacy. But almost it is used in a rude manner. If someone is intervening us, someone is disturbing us, then that time you say mind your own business. Means we doesn't like someone's interference, and that time you say don't mind in my business, you mind your own business. And its another meaning is mind your own business means just to concentrate on your work only. When you mind your own business, you will make progress in your life. But it doesn't mean mind your own business means if I don't have to do anything if anything happening is wrong. If in someone's house there is some fire in his house and the person is not aware of it, that time we don't say we can't say that I don't have any concern with it. I have to mind my own business, so I don't care for it. So that time we have to inform that person. So we know what is exactly the mind your own business. It means we should know the situations and the time, right times, when we have to intervene and when we have to be a bystander. We have to mind your own business means we have to focus on our own work. We see the people in the world, or even with the BK family also, many times we keep on discussing about the other's drawbacks. It is better to see ourselves, our shortcomings, and to improve ourselves rather to see others' drawbacks. One instance is there. Once Sheikh Sadi, we all know, Persian poet, once he went for Hajj with his father. There he saw that people who come for Hajj, they are not performing namaz. They are just wandering here and there, and they are sleeping and all. So he got wonder what they are doing. They come here for namaz to absolve their sins, and they are here wandering only, now sleeping. He asked his father, "See, father, how these people are? They come here for performing namaz for Hajj, and they are wasting their time just." So his father said, "Then what you are doing? They are sleeping, they are wandering. Okay, it's okay. But what you are doing, you also come here for Hajj, performing namaz and absolving your sins, but you are also wasting your time looking their faults. So what you have to do, you come here for performing namaz, so perform your namaz. Don't waste your time in looking at others' defect or faults." And from that time, afterwards the saying comes in Hindi, "Sheikh Re Sheikh, Tu Apni Dekh." Oh Sheikh, just look at yourself, mind your own business. You know, when we raise our finger towards others for pointing out, then what happens? Three fingers comes to us. Means when you see others' drawbacks, that time you see yours also. This is not none of your business to see others' drawbacks. You are not concerned with it. If others, they have their own weaknesses, you too also have your own weaknesses. It is better to improve ourselves than the others. Most of all, what happens? We go to other. If someone has any personal family problem, and if someone says that, "Oh, I have this problem," so immediately we start suggesting. We are giving them guidance. We are interviewing. "Oh, this thing happened. This thing happened. Then this thing should not happen. You should do like this. You should do like this." So we are rather to. Instead of patching up, what we do, we are trying to separate them. We doesn't have that good feelings for them, and we think that we are doing a very great job to suggest them, and we think that we are making that person strong inside, and just make them to fight with the situation or the circumstances. So this is not right. We have to mind our own business means we have to concern ourselves only. while performing actions, we must have clear understanding what is our business. There should be a clear understanding when to intervene and when to be a bystander, or when to suggest give right suggestions. Even if when we come in Gyan, what happens? When in the beginning we have so much intoxication. We like everything in Baba's house. We like the family. We like daily routine and everything. We like so much because that time we have intoxication. But afterwards, what happens? Our intoxication reduces. It comes down, and that time what we start looking at others' point. Oh, these are the souls. They are quite. They are in jhan from so long time, and still they are having these weaknesses. What we can do? We can do anything. And if I have the same problems, then what's the problem? Because they are called so called Maharathis, and they are also having so much problems. Even if when they come in Madhuban from outside, when first time we came, we have so much love and so much attraction of Madhuban, so we feel everything is very nice. Baba's family, Baba Milan, whatever adjustment we have to do, we don't mind it. But after some time, when second time we came or third time we came, then we say, oh no, first time I get so much sustenance, first time people have given me so much love, and now what, how they are behaving with me, is it jhan, what they are doing. So instead of making our progress in Madhuban, what we do, we start looking at others' drawbacks, or looking at others' weaknesses. So when we see others' weaknesses, what happen? What happen? Weaknesses comes in us, means we ruin ourselves. Instead of making progress, we ruin ourselves. We come here for making progress, to go ahead, and what we do? We ruin ourselves. So we have to know when to mind our own business. I remember when I was a young child, that time our mother used to tell us, don't take, means if you have quarrel with anybody, don't beat them. You just come to us and complain what happened exactly. But normally what happens? We go and, in fact I never did so, and I never give any chance to complain anytime. But it happens. It means we take law in our hands. Even in Baba also says, don't take law in our hands. Even in law profession, in law, Indian constitution or wherever it is a law, it says don't take law in your own hand. If you find some drawbacks, if you find some problems, you just go and concern the, go and complain it, or not complain, you just tell them the concern authority. You are not the person who is who has to take the law in your hand. Baba always say that don't look at others. You just see others. You just stop now your childish play games, and now it is the stage of retirement. So behave like that. Don't play childish games and all. So that when we know our importance, we are thinking that we are at the stage of retirement. That what the age-old people do, they don't interfere in others' matter. If they find something wrong, it is happening, they just guide them and they just suggest them that do like this only. They don't criticize anyone. They don't comment on it. They don't criticize anyone. They are giving guidance. In the same way, if you find here in Yajna, if in Yajna also, or in our daily life also, we find if anything is going wrong, then if it is possible, just like example, it is lights are on. We know lights are on, somebody left it. So we can switch off the light. If the water is wasting, we can close the tap. But we should not do the complaint of that, oh, these people are doing so, these people are doing so, and the lights are switched on. Instead of putting off the light, we are just complaining, this is not good. If anybody is doing wrong in Yajna also, we have to tell the authorities who are concerned with it. We should not come. We should not tell the authorities in a complaint manner. We tell them that this is going on and keep good wishes for that person also. And so that what will happen? Our stage will become good. Otherwise, what happens? If we will complain thus, then our stage becomes down, and we are just when we will do meditation that time. We can't concentrate on Baba, we just become unhappy and continuously keep on thinking about that person. Oh, he did so, he did so. People are very quick to judge other people's shortcomings, but are very reluctant to to look internally and evaluate their own. Minding other people's business sometimes creates so much havoc in some person's life. We might be, many of us maybe having this experience in here also, because if somebody wrongly complain about us to other person, to the seniors and so, many of the person's life becomes ruined. They have to go back to home. Sometimes it happens. And in family life also, when we see that if the husband wife are there is a, and they are going, their life is going smoothly, but if anybody comes and complains about husband or wife to one another, the sometimes they think it's okay, but continuously if anybody is doing complaint, then they create suspicion, and then they their life becomes their life ruins. In Om Shanti Bhavan, there is one board. It is written that it is better to look at yourself than others. You must have seen the board. I think it is in both sides. So we have to know when to intervene and when to bystander. What is the reason behind the mind your own business? And why do we interfere in other's business? First thing is jealousy. If we have jealousy, someone is doing progress and we have jealousy about him, then what we do? We find this faults and keep. Then we try to blame this person. We everywhere spread rumors about that person, that this is going, this person is like this. And because of jealousy we do this thing. And second thing is, when we have superiority complex, many times this happens when we are with our boss, and if we are doing some work, we are doing at our own way, but they immediately keep on telling you are doing like this, this should work, should line in this same manner, in this manner. In fact, we also do that work always, but when they are there, they think that this is my duty. And they keep on telling us to do this work in this way, you are doing wrong. So that time what happens? Our confidence level goes down and the quality of work becomes lesser. And we don't get that much output. So to get rid of it, what we have to do? We have to be a detached observer. And unless and until anybody tells us to intervene in their problems, we should not meddle in it. And then we have to develop self-respect and have our good wishes for all, and also maintain the boundaries of the relations. Though we are close with someone, but we have to maintain the boundaries. There must be boundaries, there must be limitations. Otherwise, there would be some mistakes and all. So if anybody is, but in the same time, if anybody is getting harm from anything, and they are completely unaware of it, then that time it is our duty to guide them and to save them from that harm. If a girl is not known about any other person, about any boy, he is a bad boy. But she doesn't know, she is having good faith in him, and she just indulge with him. then that time, if we know about the boy that that is not good and the girl is very good, that time we can say that this person is not good, so be safe. So this is good. That time we have to intervene in our middle in others' manner. So it is not to mind our own business doesn't mean that evading responsibility or ignoring the world around you. It means to one must know when to intervene and when to be a bystander. We have to be busy in our own work to mind our own business. The second meaning is we have to be busy in our own work and don't look around. If we know our work is okay, we are doing a good job, that time if somebody is just pulling our legs, that time we should know that he is pulling our legs, and that time we should not pay attention on his criticism. We should be careless for his criticism, and we have to do work in our own way. So I remember when this topic was given to me, that from that day what happens, I didn't churn that much, but what happened exactly, I'm just keep minding my business only. If my mind goes somewhere, I immediately remember, oh, this is not my business, this is none of my business, I should not waste my time here. Because minding others' business is sheer waste of time and energy. And nothing. The outcome is nothing. So, we have to save our time and energy. And when we mind our business, we concentrate on ourselves only. That time, our time, time and energy is saved. We can concentrate well in meditation. We have good connection with Baba, because our mind becomes clear and clear, then we have good connection with Baba and we can catch what Baba says and all, and also our leakage stops. So it may so we have to pay attention on ourselves. So for this, what we have to do, we have to first decide our goal. Otherwise, just like Sushil said, we must have vision. The same way, we have to decide our goal. We have one vision. Unless and until we have vision, we don't do some good. We can't concentrate on our work. If I have aim that I have to go this time at class, then I will pack up myself accordingly and rush to the class. If I don't have aim to go the class on time, then I'll say it's okay if I'll go. Or not go, doesn't matter. Today, then we indulge in somewhere else and don't give that much importance to God. But if we have to, we have to achieve the goal, then we have to strive hard. And if we have to strive hard, then we have to mind our own business only. Just like the students, when there is exams, what they do? They fully concentrate on their studies. They totally cut off from the world. The social media, everything they cut off from that, and they just concentrate on their studies. In the same way now, what Baba says, this is the confluence age, and this is a very auspicious time. And the time is very less, so we have to concentrate on yourself only. We don't have to waste time in the worldly matters, in other matters. We have to, now it is the time to accumulate all our treasures and make benefit to ourselves only. So we have to we have seen that whosoever they may, whether they were the scientists or the saints and sages, what they have done, they never never intervened or meddled in others' business. They just concentrated upon themselves only. Just like Thomas Edison, we know all, he has invented the electric bulb. So what he did, 999 times he was failed, and thousandth experience he succeeded. So many times people came and criticized him, everything, but he was firm in his decision. He has a goal to invent a bulb. So when he was concentrated on his aim, he decided his goal. He has fixed his goal. That time, nothing could take him away from his goal. In the same way, Saint Mirabai, we know she was the princess. But for the sake of God's love, she was mad in God's love. So she left everything and keep on doing her tapasya and all. So if we want to achieve something, then we have to leave ourselves from the outside world. And we have to concentrate on that. And second is self-confidence. If we don't have self-confidence, then that time we can't do achieve our goal. Then he said, if we don't have self-confidence, then we shatter our goal actually, and we don't have full faith in us. So we have to be faith in self, Baba and drama. Then keep distance and walk away. If we see that people are doing wrong things, people are intervening, people are doing very gossips and rumors, then that time we should not pay attention to them, and we have to keep distance. And if anything going wrong, that time it is better to walk away. In parliament, we see always that if the point is going against against the opposite party, what they do? They just walk out from the parliament. In the same way, we don't have to get angry, but we just have to silently walk away from it. Then, if the rumors are going on, that time what they do, sometimes what happens in a big case also. First we talk about seva, and afterwards what happens? Then we started gossiping about others, and that time what we have to do? That time we have to change the subject. Change the subject and stop the cycle of rumor. And then catch yourself in the act. Whatever people criticize you, when people criticize you, if you find it is healthy criticism, means if they are wrong and they are really pointing out that this is really wrong, then that time we have to change ourselves, and we have to make changes accordingly. And if we see that people are just for pulling our legs, they are criticizing, then that time we should not pay any attention towards them. And then only because our spiritual aim is to fulfill Baba's wish. So to fulfill Baba's wish, we have to mind our own business.